Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Then it was a child who led them tonight, 22-year-old Treya Savage, 12 strikeouts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Davis, I don't know if I love that. And yeah, you know, I got an Instagram message from someone like, wow, like you really love Joe Davis. I'm like, yeah, like you think he's really good at his job. I don't love like a child led them to victory, and I'm not insinuating that like anything like creepy. That's not what I'm saying at all. Just like, what does that even mean? A child?
I guess just a super young guy. I mean, he's 22.
About a rookie.
Yeah. A savage.
How much better would that have been?
Yeah.
Savage leads them to victory. What kind of savage, John? And Smoltz would have looked at him like he had 8 heads. You're savage.
No? Friend of the show, John Smoltz.
Yeah, he did come on the show. You think he would have got... So, John Smoltz were on the air, and I said, he's a savage. And I said, what kind of savage to John? What do you think John would have said?
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
I think he probably would have paused for a few seconds and been like Macho Man.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Somich will join us in 20 minutes from Racing Dudes, giving us his thoughts on the Breeders' Cup and this weekend in the National Football League. Femi, let's get into Game 6 of the World Series tonight, what Game 7 should be if and when the Dodgers force it, and then we'll give you our thoughts on both the NBA and the National Hockey League for tonight. So as we sit right now at BetMGM, the Dodgers remain a -140 road favorite tonight with Yamamoto against Gausman. The total remains 7.5, but the under is getting bet. We are close to dropping down to 7. I said it yesterday. I think you're with me. I think this price is short on Yamamoto. I did bet the Dodgers tonight in Game 6. And when you give us your thought on the game, also tell us, because you put this in the chat earlier, what did Dave Roberts do with the Dodgers lineup that's noteworthy tonight?
Yeah, the big thing is that Mookie Betts now batting cleanup for the Los Angeles Dodgers, so he'll be in the 4 spot behind Ohtani and Freeman and Will Smith. Not exactly in that order. I believe it's Ohtani, Smith, and Freeman, and then Betts, if I could pull it up here real quickly. But the big thing is that Mookie Betts will be batting fourth for the Dodgers. Yes, so it's Ohtani, Smith, Freeman, Betts is what the top of the lineup will be for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
You
Tommy
like
Edman
that?
Now playing center field. I mean, they're trying stuff. You know, like,
I'll tell you what.
I don't know what it's going to do.
It feels to me like this is Dave Roberts saying, and it's either going to, so Bill Zimmerman, who's like a massive baseball fan, been watching baseball his whole life. Like, I think I agree with Bill. I think I actually love it. And there's two schools of thought, right? And Steve Phillips said the other day on the show, he would drop Betts to seventh. And Femi, if you said like, I actually think he should be batting ninth tonight. I don't really think you could bat an eyelash at that, right? I think it's a reasonable opinion. The reason why I like it, like, this has been a brutal postseason for Mookie Betts. Like, Mookie's going to the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
The Hall of Fame player.
100%.
I think this is Dave Roberts saying, like, you're Mookie Betts. You're a Hall of Famer. Like, not only am I losing confidence in you, I actually have more confidence in you. Like, you're going to come up in a big spot with men on base, and I have confidence that you're going to get the job done because you're a Hall of Famer, Mookie Betts. And maybe he golden sombreros it. Maybe it's brutal. I actually really like it for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers here, Femi.
Yeah, and like, we're hoping that's what the outcome is. As somebody who, I like you, I like the Dodgers tonight. Like, we need Mookie Betts to show up because he has not been there in this October. So, yeah, like, look in the mirror, Mookie. Like remember who you are. Like, you're Mookie freaking Betts. Get out there and get it done. But that's not the only lineup change that we have tonight. Like, the Blue Jays, they get a big boost at the top of the order with George Springer back. Now, he's going to be DHing, but George Springer will be back leading off for the Toronto Blue Jays. Missed the last couple of games with that oblique injury. Davis Schneider did a great job, hit the home run on the first pitch in game four the other night. So, like, or sorry, game five the other night, I should say. But George Springer is back now at the top of the heart of the lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays. So a couple of lineup changes here. But for me, I think Yamamoto is the big story with this game. I think Yamamoto is the guy that, like Colin said, I would never fade Yamamoto. I would never fade Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Like, that dude is ridiculous with what he's been doing. And it's going to be a raucous environment. The Blue Jays haven't been in this spot for 32 years, trying to close out a World Series. I'm not so sure they get it done tonight. Maybe tomorrow night, Saturday night, but I do think the Dodgers pull this off, and Yamamoto has another, not complete game, but another stellar performance against a really good lineup, and perhaps throws his hat into the ring for a World Series MVP, which right now over at BetMGM is a nice, juicy price with just two games left to go.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second here, but I think if you're Dave Roberts, this is like Yamamoto Sasaki, or just Yamamoto tonight, and you try and save everybody for tomorrow if you can. That's how I would want to do this here. If and when the Dodgers get to a game seven, Femi, and you're Dave Roberts, and we obviously want the Dodgers to win because that we win money if the Dodgers win, what do you want Dave Roberts to do? How do you want him to handle game seven?
From like a pitching standpoint, I mean, like, I'm not really like super thrilled with Tyler Glass now being the option, but I mean, that's who you kind of have to trot out there, isn't it? Like, I don't think they're going to go to Ohtani.
Because it's like, Jake, pop on here, because I'm not, because this is all so convoluted. Like what's the rule with, if Ohtani comes in relief, then he can't be the DH, he has to play in the field, but if he starts, he can play, he can be the DH, right?
I believe he has to start, yes. If he comes in relief, then they have to finagle it somehow. I'm sure they're not above. I'd have to check for sure. I don't know off the top of my head, but I believe that's the rule, yes.
I'm pretty sure that you're right about that. So with that being said, Femi, like would you start Ohtani tomorrow night? If Dodgers have to win tonight in order to get there.
Yeah. Like hey, can you give me like 2 to 3 innings? Like as an opener, kind of like a super max opener? Yeah. Like, just because at least it keeps things normal for you in the lineup, as opposed to saying, like, hey, now we have to play Ohtani at center field, which I know that's been kind of like bandied around. Like people were saying that that's a potential spot for him. But yeah, I would rather just do like, hey, like 2-3 innings. Let's go to Glass now after that. And like, it's a game seven of the World Series. It's all hands on deck. Everyone outside of Yamamoto should be available for this situation. Then, I think that's how you got to approach that one. And if they do, I mean, I like it because it takes the bullpen out of the conversation for the Dodgers, or at least kind of limits their participation, which is like the big bugaboo for LA.
Jake, what would you do? What do you want Dave Roberts to do if the Dodgers win in game seven tomorrow night?
I maintain that the Dodgers will win tonight, and I think they win tomorrow. I think you go Glasnow for as long as you can. Maybe he goes six, and then I think you use Ohtani as your closer. You saw what he can do in the World Baseball Classic against the best in the world, prime Mike Trout. He can close a game for you. You get six out of Glasnow, seventh and eighth are to Sasaki, and you have Ohtani slam the door. I think that is what I would do if I was Dave Roberts. Because you want to get around these rules. You don't want to start him and then have Glasnow come in relief, which he hasn't done since, what, the divisional series, so, or even the wild card series. So I wouldn't mess with that. I think you put Glasnow in the most comfortable spot, and then you know Ohtani can close a game.
Yeah, I think I agree with Jake that I would want to deploy Ohtani out of the bullpen, which is risky, right? Because if Glasnow gets blown up, right?
Get there.
Yeah, then you might not get there. So it's really fascinating, but I'll tell you, just for you know, the pageantry of it all, which is not how Dave Roberts is gonna think. The idea of like, oh man, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Ohtani closing the World Series.
Yeah. I mean, that's peak. That's peak fear.
If Ohtani, let's say he goes 0-for-4 tonight with 4 strikeouts, Dodgers win. 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts tomorrow, but he closes Game 7 of the World Series. Does he win MVP? It's a silly question, but just curious.
Not if Yamamoto shoves tonight. I feel like with a complete game, and you think he would? A complete game, and then let's say Yamamoto goes 7, strikes out 9.
If Ohtani closes the World Series, no one's going to remember what Yamamoto did in Game 6. Respectfully to Yamamoto, who's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, God. But over.
Just to get this out there, Femi, you have a pretty interesting betting thought as it concerns World Series MVP. Lay it on the audience.
Yeah, it would be Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Like he has been like the frontline guy for the Dodgers, and like that's the guy that everyone has been touting as like, hey, like you don't want to have to face him. Big spot, facing elimination, like World Series on the line, Toronto trying to close you out. If he shoves and like it's like 7 innings, I don't think it's going to be a complete game. I mean, he might do it and surprise us all again and do it again, but I'm guessing this is like 6-7 innings. But if he goes 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, 10 strikeouts, and looks dominant and helps the Dodgers win this game while facing elimination, like that is a hell of a performance. And like that's the kind of performance where we talk about like Schilling and Randy Johnson from that 0-1, not to bring up bad memories, Nick. But like that's what kind of wins this award. If he does that, I think that a 13-1 or 11-1 out there, make sure you shop around. Why not take a stab on Yoshinobu Yamamoto? Because he's the big story for the Dodgers. Because the top of the order, which includes Ohtani, has not been getting all the headlines. And in fact, they've been getting the criticism for how they've been batting. Yamamoto's been the one consistent guy for LA throughout this postseason.
Now, you would need like Ohtani to struggle in the next two games also, yes, in addition to Yamamoto doing well tonight.
Correct. Like if Ohtani homers tonight, then like, yeah, like you're kind of it's a tough situation there. But if he's doing what he did in Game 5, like why can't Yamamoto be the story? Because like that's the guy that won the game in Game 2 and then forced a Game 7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Just like, oh man, I would love to get to like game sec, ninth inning, game seven, Ohtani on the mound.
I struggle with that. And maybe it's, I don't know if it's PTSD as a Mariners fan, like trying to like, hey, let's save him for this, bro. Like you, every out matters. Like you really, like you don't know if you're going to get there. Because like the scenario of Glasnow getting beat up.
I'm talking about like for like my like entertainment. Like you're definitely right.
Yeah.
Like with you're thinking about this correctly. Like you don't know if you're going to have the lead, so you want to use him in a high leverage spot where like you know you got to get out of this right now. I'm looking at this selfishly as like what will entertain me the most would be would be Ohtani trying to close Game 7 of the World Series out on the road in Toronto, where like he like almost apparently like. Not that he almost signed with them, but that was, is he on the plane to Toronto and now he's going to beat them in the World Series? It'd be pretty awesome.
It would be. It would be fun. Ohtani versus Vlad with two outs in the ninth.
Like, I mean, dude, in the World Baseball Classic, we got Ohtani versus Trout. Like, and Ohtani struck him out.
Yeah. It would be a hell of a moment. And yeah, like from a theater standpoint, hell yeah, I'm right there with you. I would
it's
not be watching
Rob
college football. That's
to
going
embrace
on.
His inner David Stern. And like his inner, like Vince McMahon, like make this happen, Rob. Like the world, we need this here.
Thumb on the all scale. Right. Here
you
we
better
go.
You better you bet on a Friday. Femi and I both like the Dodgers tonight. Any thoughts for you in the National Hockey League tonight?
Yeah, I have one goal scorer bet tonight in the National Hockey League. Oh, few games tonight, not as many. Only two games I'll be in the evening as the Golden Knights are facing the Avalanche right now. Colorado's up 2-0. Everyone wanted that update. But the New York Islanders, their center, Bo Horvat, plus 215 to score against the Washington Capitals. I like this. The Caps are a big favorite in the game. Horvat takes a lot of shots, scores a bunch of goals, but he's plus 215 because everyone expects Washington to win. I think these are nice situations to take advantage of, some big dogs at big prices. So give me Bo Horvat anytime goal scorer tonight in the NHL.
All right, so Bo Horvat score a goal tonight. What about in the NBA, Femi? We got a pretty loaded slate tonight. Injury-wise, it's just like, it's always a landmine betting the NBA. Yeah. Any thoughts on the NBA?
One bet for me right now, I mean, let's see what happens with some of these injuries. But this is a game where we have positive injury news, but I'm going the other way. And also, happy NBA Cup to everybody who celebrates. This is the opening round of group play for the NBA Cup. I like the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at +2.5. I know there's been a lot of Laker positive vibes with Austin Reeves and how he's been playing without Luka and without LeBron. Luka's now back. The betting market's liking the Los Angeles Lakers. I'll go the other way. Ja's healthy. Jaren Jackson Jr. is healthy. Memphis is still a really good regular season team. They're still a very tough team to face, especially at home. Give me +2.5 and also a little bit on the money line. I think the Grizzlies just win the game tonight as a 2.5-point dog. But yeah, Memphis is the bet for me as Luka makes his return.
I want to give just the bet that I like tonight, and then I want to talk about, because I thought about betting that game also, the Lakers-Grizzlies game. Mm-hmm. No Trae Young tonight. Is there a chance that it's going to be good for Atlanta, maybe? The Hawks are -2.5 at Indiana. Rick Carlisle just announced that Obi Toppin's going to be out till February. Like, it's just, the Pacers might want to consider packing. It really sucks. Like, starting with the Halliburton Achilles tear in Game 7, just, like, insane that happened. I mean, like, Mathurin's out for a while. McConnell's out for a while. Nembhard's out for a while. Now, Obi Toppin's out till February. I know Trae Young's out, but the rest of the Hawks are healthy. So you got Jalen Johnson and Dyson Daniels and Porzingis, et cetera, Okongwu, et cetera. Risa Shea. I'll lay the 2.5 with the Hawks on the road. Okay. Let's talk about, please, the Lakers-Grizzlies game for a moment, because I considered the other side, betting the Lakers. I'm going to use this, Femi, to steal one of your lines as a fact-finding mission, where I want Memphis. Okay. Are the Lakers good without LeBron, but with Luka and Austin Reeves? Are they a good team? Are they good? Yes, right?
Yeah.
You can't say no to that.
Yeah, they are a good team. Yeah, like Luka's one of the best players in the league, yeah.
So last year, the Grizzlies could not beat good teams, and they beat all the bad teams.
Correct.
I want to see if this Memphis team, and you might be right, and maybe they're a little different this year. Cedric Howard's been really good, unfortunate last name.
Yeah, it's tough.
But he's been really good. Is Memphis different this year? I think we might learn something about the Grizzlies tonight. I was going to bet the Lakers, and I said, you know what? I want to lay off this and let's see. So I like the chutzpah to go with the Grizzlies there. I'll just watch and acquire some information tonight with LA and Memphis. Quick break, and on the other side, we'll get football bets and Breeders' Cup bets for this weekend with our friend Mike Somich from RacingDudes.com.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.